Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Lech Lecha, Week 3, Aliyah 4. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought up bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram by God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And Abram gave him a tenth of everything. Genesis 14, verses 18 through 20. Who is the real owner of everything? Melchizedek was priest of El Elyon, the Most High. When he blessed Abraham, he pointed out that El Elyon was the possessor of heaven and earth. The Hebrew word translated as possessor is kana, and it has its root in to build, to create, to obtain, and to buy. In this passage, the Eternal is also portrayed not only as the Creator, but in Hebrew, Bore, owner of heavens and earth. He is the owner of all that exists, as it is written in Psalms 50, verses 10 and 11. For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the hills, and all that moves in the field is mine. And in Ezekiel 18, verse 4 says, Behold, all souls are mine, the soul of the Father as well as the soul of the Son is mine. The truth, the fact that the Eternal is the owner of all that exists, caused Abraham to give his tithe to Melchizedek, who represented the owner of the world. Since everything is his, we have to acknowledge him in a practical way with our personal finances. None of Abraham's riches belonged to him. By tithing, he showed that he was only an administrator of the goods that belong to the Most High, who is the possessor of heaven and earth. In the scriptures, the number 10 represents a totality. The one who tithes is saying, in a practical way, that everything he has received to administer belongs to the Eternal, and that one day he will have to account for the way he used the remaining 90. There is no word for mine in Hebrew. So to say that something belongs to you, you would say yesh li, which actually means there is for me. In other words, all that we possess is actually not ours. Yesh li would leave for us to manage. These are things that the Eternal has allowed us to manage for him. Our giving up the tithe is the only practical way to express this truth. Tithe all you receive, and in this way you will acknowledge that the Most High is the possessor of your belongings. Thus, the window of heaven will always be open in favor of your finances. May the Eternal bless you and truly prosper you. Shalom.